from the very beginning of our Lord's resurrection, some have thought for good reasons, and others for reasons which are hardly described as good, have thought that his appearance should be something final, absolute in itself. And that is simply not true. Our Lord appeared to the apostles in particular because he wished them to be the authorities, the apostles and their successors, that in fact our Lord did die. He was buried and he rose again, and those who knew him before his execution will recognize him as the very same person. That's one group that we mentioned in the first reading. And it's a very important group because just with that authority, that support for our faith and the hope that is based on our faith rests precisely with their authorization by our Lord himself. This is the way he wants it done. Second group, the holy women and little background, as it were, we know the first to see our risen Savior is Our Lady. Lady are those who found the tomb empty, and in the process of looking for the missing body, it sounds almost like a detective novel, as it were, bumped in, as Mary Magdalene bumped in whom she thought was the gardener, and all of a sudden the gardener, as it were, awakened her to the fact that he wasn't the gardener, except in a heavenly sense of the term. And what he wished her to do, to inform the apostles to come and see for themselves. And that is very important, but not an end in itself. Even our Lord has appeared in various times, and he is the risen Savior. He has appeared to the believers over the centuries, but for some particular service and some particular good, not as an end in itself, but as a means to another end. And so we see a second group that we are not dealing yet with our heaven. We have yet, as it were, to follow the example of our Lord, and we will, as it were, die and eventually rise in the meantime, enjoy some of the greatest pleasures of the company of our Savior and His Holy Mother. And finally, there's a third group, and we've often forgotten, but it should be mentioned because our Lord had anticipated something like this, as it were, that they told they went in and told the pilot that the body was missing, and the leaders of the Jews heard about it. They had to do something fast. All their stories about the criminal actions of Jesus were falling to pieces, so they gave a few healthy bribes, and the story is still circulating. It is enough, although, as it were, obviously, to a story like this, tell them you fell asleep, or what guards are you if you fell asleep? Well, how do you know what happened? You didn't see a thing. It's as simple as that. And it serves a purpose, as it were, to those who are attempted to doubt their faith in the resurrection of our Savior, to become credulous to in respect to people who are telling lies. And so we want to meditate upon this, how much our Lord has loved us, prepared for introducing us to these truths, truths that are the very basis of our faith and the hope that is supported by that faith. Let us continue to meditate upon all of these stupendous and wonderful events of which Jesus is the prime mover and actor. We shall find, in the midst of the trials and tribulations of this life, we will find ourselves always stimulated to walk ever more faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus, and to never doubt our hope, or think that we will be disappointed when we come to realize, be given the total realization of that hope. Praise be Jesus and Christ. Yeah.